In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's a bit of a dangerous thing to ask a fundraiser to preach on this text. Count that one for the lectionary and zero for the free text crowd. The love of the Father is shown to us and his beloved Son. The love of the Father is that person of the Holy Trinity who took the form of a dove when he anointed the eternal Son for the sacrifice that makes him the Messiah in whom alone love is made known. That love of God toward us was manifested, shown in God sending his only begotten Son into the world. The Virgin was overshadowed by that love, the Holy Spirit, and she gave birth to a Son. He is both God and man. He is God with and for us, as one of us. He is the one by whom all things were made, and he became flesh, was made in Mary's womb our brother, and dwelt among us to purify, cleanse, and reclaim us, to love us. He has loved us by laying down his life, by being overcome by darkness, by being a guilt offering for our sin. We then, who have been baptized into him, who by grace confessed not just our sin, but also him, who have been cleansed by his blood, in him we are alive. In him we are beloved of the Father and the Son and the Spirit. In him we have fellowship. In him we live with and by and for and in the most holy Trinity. This is the message of Christmas and Easter. It is the message of the Church, of the Reformation, of the apostles, prophets, and martyrs. It is the message you have heard from the beginning. And it is proclaimed to you still that you would have this love, this fellowship, this holy communion with the Father and the Son in the Spirit. And in that holy fellowship, you are united to one another. Love changes everything. It turns brawny, unruly fishermen, even the sons of thunder, and conniving tax collectors into preachers and missionaries, martyrs and prophets. It dissolves ethnic barriers, distinctions of class and sex. For in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female. It removes not just the eternal consequence of sin, but sin itself, turning erstwhile sinners into saints. But for all that love gives to its beloved, it in like manner demands also of the lover, not to love your brother is murder, but in loving your brother you must offer yourself, sacrifice yourself for his sake. Love requires death. It will either be the death of your brother for love of yourself, or the slaying of yourself for the sake of your brother. But there will be death. This is the nature of love. It draws man outside of himself to be fully invested in another. It counts equality not something to be grasped, but it empties itself to be nothing for itself, but everything for another. It is impossible, impulsive, messy, and dangerous. And this is why love hurts and causes so much pain, especially when not reciprocated, because love requires death. Friends, God is love. And that means also that God loves you. He became man to be your brother. The Father rejected the Son on the cross in order to adopt you into his household. The Holy Spirit has made you his temple. And if that weren't enough, he bids you to come and hear his life-giving, life-changing words, to feast upon the bread of life that bestows and sustains life, to be joined again to him, the Word made flesh, who makes common bread his body and places it into your frail bodies for your eternal good. And so it is that your eyes now see the love of God. Your hands touch it. Your tongues taste it. It is God's mercy to strengthen your faith in him and fervent love for your brother. For so it has been from the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen.